Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is sponsored by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is the only place you can listen to all 8 seasons of Doug Loves Movies, and it's the only place to hear every Benson interruption. That's over 1,000 hours of exclusive ad-free audio content for just $4.99 a month. Start listening now with a 1-month free trial of Stitcher Premium. Go to StitcherPremium.com/Doug and use the promo code HI at checkout to get your free month. That's StitcherPremium.com/Doug and use the promo code HI.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Girls Don't Work Here. That's a place I would never want to work, Taylor. That was suggested by I Am Jack's Twitter. We got a new merch alert. We are now selling skateboards that look like this. We had 42 of these made, and this side's not that exciting. It's the other side you need to see. Look at that. Look at that beauty. And you can get those over at Billaby.com. Get one, buy one before they sell out. 420 Club members receive a discount. So that's another reason to join over at Patreon.com/GettingDoug. And in honor of this momentous occasion, we're going to give away one of these to someone in this ToddGlass.com mug that are all the people that are members of the 420 Club. Thank you for being members, and congratulations to Jess Jones. We've also got, I won't give out your email, Jess, but Jess wins the skateboard. And let's do some plugs real quick. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies this Saturday at Salt Lake City at Wise Guys at 420. Stand up in Tampa at the Improv in Ybor City on Saturday, November 18th at 420. And Doug Loves Movies at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, Wednesday, November 22nd, Thanksgiving Eve. More shows in more towns. This says more shows on more towns. I'm going to be
on top of them.
On more towns. DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off. Here we are in the spacement. One of my guests is already sitting here with me. It's Tony Hinchcliffe. Even his own wife didn't applaud for him. I left a nice hole there for a little.
My wife.
And we'll be joined shortly by Jessica May Peluso, who I, as there's rumors are, she's in the building or near it. And 5 minutes? Okay. Can we do it without her for 5 minutes, Tony?
I think we can do it.
I just kind of feel bad talking about your recent nuptials without, you know, the lady guest here, because she'd be into it too, probably.
Well, we could save it. We could talk about some news or something, maybe. I don't know.
Let's talk about some news. Let's talk about the strains we're going to be smoking today, because we might even have to start smoking before she gets in here.
Yes.
We've got the sativas, Hawaiian haze. And the indica is called Privilege OG.
Ooh.
We my friend, the dab master, Taylor Rizzo, who I discovered through, I had met him before that, but then he came around Kill Tony all the time, and yeah. Now he's a regular on the show, and he's going to make us do dabs at the end. Where do you stand on doing dabs today?
I'm not a big dab guy, and I really can't, I don't think
do
I
Do you want to do one to show off in front of your new wife?
No. No, I'm really. All I right. used to do
well,
dabs.
This is off to a bad start then, this marriage.
All right.
Does she do dabs? No. Okay. You guys are meant for each other then.
Yeah.
That worked out pretty good.
Till dab do us part.
Boom!
That's one.
There he is.
That's one big
there
joke.
There he is doing his magic. Kill Tony, of course, is on, you do it every Monday night at the Comedy Store, world famous in Los Angeles. I was recently a panelist on the show, and I always have a blast doing it. So we should plug that now while we can.
Yeah, we've been streaming in VR360, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. It's already a crazy enough show, but then to watch it in 360.
Yeah, like the episode that we had together, the guy that was falling asleep in the audience.
Yeah.
You could turn around and see him and sort of, like, watch as it goes on, and then we ended up bringing him on stage to sit back there so that the audience can watch
him. Yeah, he sat behind us, but the camera was getting all of it.
And then he came up unexpectedly to do his first ever comedy set, and he did pretty good.
Yeah,
fun.
He ended up having a good set. Well, go ahead and grab one of these pipes and take a pull right now. Now that it's 20 minutes after the hour, which means it's 4:20 somewhere.
Ding, 4:20 somewhere.
Specifically, the Central Time Zone is celebrating with us, so all of our friends in Texas and Chicago, Illinois.
How do I know which one's which? I want to smoke the white privilege stuff.
Wait, what? That's not what it's called. It's called Privilege OG.
Oh. I thought there was a white privilege.
No.
Because that would be the most.
That would be, you know, made especially for you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's just Hawaiian something or other. What'd I say? Hawaiian haze? Hawaiian
haze. That was good. What was in the bubbler?
That's the Hawaiian haze.
Oh. Oh, I see. Privilege OG.
Yeah, here, put some of this. If you want to try the indica, go ahead and put some of it in one of the pipes that's still not full of stuff that's sativa. Like this beauty, it'd be fun. Oh, that's already loaded. Have you tried this rubber thing yet?
No.
Is it loaded too?
Yeah.
Taylor's so good at loading everything.
It's all loaded.
Yeah, all loaded all the time.
Why would this ever be a thing? Why would anybody want to... Are people like, you know, I like a pipe, but I don't like how stiff it is. I'd like something more mendable.
I think you can drop it. You can have,
scuba dive
have
with
sex
it?
Play with it.
Doubles as a snorkel.
That's a more wholesome way to go with it.
Do you like smoking pot underwater? If so...
This is the one for you. Can you imagine? I want to get a picture of myself doing that, like in a pool.
Yeah, just,
where you have the one end in your mouth underwater and then lighting the top end.
For no reason. Then having to come back
so
up
stupid.
To exhale.
You'd be like, oh, hey, I smoked weed underwater.
Yeah.
What have you done with your life? What's so special about you?
I mean, I bet you would get high.
I've never felt so much suspense about the seeing Jessamay.
Oh, I feel like I just smoked something through a rubber hose. Yeah. Man, I almost forgot how this show works. But now I remember.
You should leave pretty high, and the new wife can come take a hit during the break if she wants.
Mm.
We should have had her sit here. Do you do good at Jessamay Peluso impression? Jessamay Down Under. That's what it would be.
It's a crocodile done deal.
So you went to Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get more out of you later. Let's jump ahead and do a pot topic.
Pot topic.
I love pot topics.
University of California Davis researchers, not universers, have begun mapping the genome of cannabis. Well, that sounds...
The genome, is that some type of gnome that you put in your yard if you live in a ghetto?
It's an OG gnome.
Genome?
Yeah, the researchers aim to locate DNA of low THC marijuana to improve and refine the medical cannabis industry.
Hmm. If I could understand
that
what you just
cool.
said, it's not, I mean, it
yeah,
sounds...
Yeah, it all sounds very smart and like it's something people should be doing. I just think research in pot in general, there should be more of it, but it's still a Schedule I narcotic... Which makes it difficult. 5 years legal now in Colorado
and in
and
Colorado,
Washington and Oregon.
And in Colorado, new studies are coming out saying that people are that they're getting off the painkiller usage and Vicodin addiction stuff is going down. So they're saving money on that front.
Yeah, I didn't like, I don't know if it's statewide in Colorado or just Denver, but like young people smoking weed is on the decline. Like it's all good, man.
Yeah.
It's all working out great.
Should be legal.
Yeah, it will be, I think.
When things are illegal.
It could take a little bit longer.
When things are illegal, then it makes it so that just people want to be rebellious.
It certainly helps that there's money involved, that there's money in it, you know? Well, that's the thing. A teenager would probably try it to be rebellious, but an adult is going to try it because, you know, someone told them it'll get them high, and then they get high and they enjoy it, or they don't. And then they move on with their lives. You know what I mean?
I'm so high. I'm already high. Jess
amazing. That's
not
why
even
I like
here.
Having two guests, you know, because if somebody gets real high, they can just sort of sit there and they don't have to constantly speak. Is she? She's really coming?
She's here.
Okay. When she was a bailiff in my courtroom, she didn't pull this shit.
No, people, you know, people treat television things differently.
It's not her fault that, yeah.
An internet thing you can be sort of late for.
But, well, also, we send cars just like a TV show, and, right. You know, it's more our fault, if anything, that we didn't send the cars early enough.
No, I agree. I get it.
We also don't want to tell somebody, hey, we're picking you up, you know, 2 hours before the show, because then they're like, what?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit around there for that long.
I adjusted mine.
But you get here and fall in love with the place, don't you? There's dogs running around.
Totally.
Yeah, you get wood to knock on.
Wood and space.
This place has got everything.
Space and wood. If you combine those two things, we think that would set the perfect tone for getting Doug with high. Is that what somebody told you? We're going to do panels of wood and space.
I don't think they told me about it as much as they just showed it to me.
The
and
great,
I said, I like it.
The great treehouse in the sky.
Yeah, no, I like that it's a combination of being in a basement, but like somebody, almost like the Stranger Kids things or something, Stranger Things kids, like let's put a space mural on the wall so we don't feel like we're trapped in a basement. This place is as enclosed and as open as you could be at once.
That's exactly how I feel.
I feel like we should just go to a commercial break and, you know, get her in here during the break and then start the show. Because it's all anybody is thinking about. Like, it's hard to just kind of, like, be like, no, this is no big deal.
Everybody's thinking about this empty chair.
What's this empty chair?
Is the third guest a ghost?
When is the invisible man going to speak? And why isn't he wearing a fez so we can tell that he's there? So let's do that. Can we do that? All right, let's go to a break, and we'll see you guys in a couple minutes, hopefully with, let's just go to a break. Okay, we'll see you soon. Blast off! We are back in the basement for another new episode of Getting Doug with High. We've got two great guests here tonight joining us, and I'll just let you know I'm about to say their names, so anyone with their hands free, feel free to clap. It's Tony Hinchcliffe and Jessa Mae Peluso, everybody!
Woo! Yes!
We did a whole segment without you.
I know you did.
I'm sorry.
I'm used to that. It's like
I
my
apologize.
Childhood.
But
it's
I cut
fine.
It short to get more time with you.
Well, I'm glad I'm here. Thank you for waiting for me. I was busy in a very busy meeting, Hollywood meeting.
Ooh.
Well, so it was your fault.
It was my fault, but then I told him I had to leave the meeting early so I could go smoke weed with you.
Oh, okay.
So
the traffic was bad today, right?
I mean, isn't it always bad?
It is pretty bad.
Yeah, we're crawling and creeping and crawling all over the place.
All right.
Yeah, people are tweeting on the highway, so it's fine. Your face has hair on it. Is that for my jacket?
It might be. Does it look like that type of hair?
It looks like a hair.
Like
or
a big hair on his face?
Or like an acupuncture needle.
I don't see it.
Look
You're
right
freaking
there.
Me out.
Oh, I see it now. I see it now.
Oh, my God.
It's like Bert Kreischer's eyelash.
Hello? Somebody help me. You.
Someone tweezed the mohawk hair coming out of your
cheek. Is it coming out of me?
Yes.
No, well, it looks like it is.
Oh, you didn't feel
you almost
that?
Got it.
It's on your thumb now.
Oh,
that's
my God. Your wife's
follicle.
Already
what
leaving
is
you
that?
Over that shit.
That's a thick follicle. Who farted?
That is from your jacket.
Seriously, I'm in a fart cloud.
Somebody made a fart noise right when the show started. I thought it was a mouth one.
It was a fake fart.
Oh, so you think Tony or I might have tried to sneak in a real one when you were faking it?
Might have been me.
Can you imagine?
We'll
just every time you really fart. Hey, who did that?
That's the old thing. Just throw one of your hairs on somebody. What's the hair on your... Just let it out.
The hair always distracts the fart.
Right.
It's science.
That's what they say. Hair before the fart, always smart.
Yes.
Fart before the hair, never been there.
Hello.
I was so thrilled that you pulled that one out.
Scientific.
I would have got to that last round and went, oh, fuck it. I don't know. I've never been, like, that's the scariest thing to me about improv. I don't do much improv because it's the singing improv and rhyming improv that I don't like.
The singing and the rhyming?
Because I just panic that I'm not going to come. I'm like, people go, hey, let's freestyle. I'm like, no, I'm not going to fucking freestyle.
Freestyle?
It's
going to
fall
this?
Apart so fast and so embarrassingly.
It feels like it's going to turn into a cult immediately when you do, like, I don't know what am I doing with your weed. Do you see me just, like, kind of fingering it?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting the way you
what if that's how you get your hands high. On it. Like, oh, you guys smoke. I'm just going to...
Guys, I'm
going to
sit in my
own
fart
cloud. She does it through
cloud.
Touch. She just rolls the weed in her hands while farting and gets a crazy great high out
Comes
of it.
Comes in with a Marshall's jacket and gets everybody hairy and farts. What a lady. What a class act.
So did we say it's fake fur?
It's fake fur. Everyone bugs out.
Gotta say that.
Oh,
it's already
cares?
In the comments.
What kind of animal would that be if it was a real animal?
A Yeti, but a fabulous one. Like the one gay Sasquatch that exists that somebody murdered because, you know, Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was a gay Sasquatch, they would definitely
they
kill him.
He would be shot by someone in Texas.
That's why he's still alive, is because he's straight.
We can't let anybody know about that.
Deep down, he's white. Like, his hair's not white, but he acts like a
somebody
white person.
Somebody kill that gay white Sasquatch.
Did you guys puff anything yet? I feel
yes.
like I'm late
yes,
to the
did.
Party.
No, we sure did. We went crazy. We didn't touch that one, though. We didn't touch the magic eye.
Shit. That's real creepy.
That's a trippy one.
That's just real creepy.
That's got a Hawaiian haze in it, a sativa.
Okay.
And you're more of a, you smoke it all, though. You don't care.
I mean, is it really indica or sativa? I feel like it's just kind of like,
no,
whatever.
There's so many hybrids where they're like, it's 41 and 60 in the other. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, it's like half lawn shavings. It's not even like all grass. It's just.
It's not even as precise as getting two different flavors of ice cream that are the same exact
no,
size.
No, it's like
scoops.
The mixing the Neapolitan together and it just looks like shit brown color.
But that's what I like about smoking like this or with, you know, in
is
a
you?
Circle. It's supposed to be me. Is you know, all you can smoke a bunch of different strains in one session. That's what I like. And you tend to not do that like when you're by yourself, you know, you just have the one
speak for yourself.
Flavor. Well, you of course are getting
potpourri.
A call from your number one fan.
It's my sister. My sister's
and,
calling me.
And it says number one fan when your sister calls?
My sister's my number one fan. Is that sad? I think it's kind of adorable.
No one in my family qualifies as the number one fan.
She used to shove me in the closet, my mom's closet, and I'd put on one item of clothing and I'd come out and it was the closet lady. And this bitch is still requesting it 25 years later. You just looked like Angela Lansbury.
Oh, when she's a teapot in the cartoon?
Angela Lansbury.
Did you ever listen to her? Like, the
no.
teapot when she... Oh. We did the Beauty and the Beast.
We did the... Well, it wasn't her, though.
You guys were on the Broadway play.
We
it was
were on
Emma
Broadway.
Thompson. It was Emma Thompson in the movie.
It was
version.
You and I.
Yeah, I mean, the live-action version, even though the teapot was still an animated thing.
But she's like, Tay is old as time.
Yeah.
We ripped that movie apart, man. That was funny.
It was very fun.
I went in loving it, and
it
you
was
made me
a good
it.
Movie interruption. It was a good movie
it
to
was
interrupt.
Fun.
I was in the audience.
A lot of downtime.
You were not.
No, I know I was.
What a liar!
But I feel I wanted to include myself in the whole
thing. Okay, it was good. I believed it.
I saw it. It was an amazing show. It was in the back row. Just at the end, I was.
Slow clap.
I like how you're telling us more about it after you already told us it's not
that
real.
You were there.
Oh yeah.
I know. You
no,
kept
yeah.
More details
it.
After
I wasn't there.
We know it's a
I
lie.
I wasn't there. But afterwards, on the sidewalk, I don't know why I'm looking at a camera. There's not even a camera there.
Is that a guy
I'm
in
looking
a suitcase?
At a wall.
Yeah, he's got to run after the show.
You just hiring homeless people to do your
yeah, so,
set work? I like that. I like
right
that shit.
Right when we say rap, just rip that microphone off and hand it to him because he's out of here.
Is he Googling stuff? He's on his computer looking at porn. Do you watch porn, Doug?
He's doing the sound for the show that we're doing right now.
Look at the.
I do watch porn. Why do you ask?
Because I don't know if you've. I just wonder. I don't. I figure.
Are there
like,
people that don't?
Mormons.
They don't watch porn?
I don't know. I don't think they're allowed to do much. They're just in the house with like a bunch of other ladies making soups for the family.
Amish people?
Amish people can't watch porn.
They don't have the internet.
But they do when they go on Rumspringa.
Rumspringa, that's right.
Whoa, what's that?
That's where they set them loose
for a couple years.
Get a taste of it.
They decide whether or not they want to come back.
Wow.
And they get excommunicated.
Yeah, and they get excommunicated if they don't come back.
Him and I are results of that. We're here to show you the other side.
We're both Amish, and we busted out during Rumspringa.
My Amish name is Ichabod.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a man's Amish name?
I know.
Mine's Meredith. Which there are men with that name.
There are.
Truly.
We called him Mayor for short.
Marion is another word. When John Wayne's real name was Marion.
Really?
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
I say so.
Yeah.
Did I say the indica's called Privilege OG?
And you had to have me smoke it? The one I smoked?
If you want to try it. Did you
Privilege
try it?
Privilege OG? Is that the one I had? This was delicious.
Did you put some of this in one?
Oh, no. I took it out of the bag, fingered it, and put it back in the bag.
This one's made out of...
so sorry.
That's going to all be in the police report.
What is this one? This looks like...
It's mendable.
This looks like a Swedish... Uh-oh. Vibrator. This is nice.
Some of that was in it popped out. It was a little bit of ash in there, I think, and it popped out.
A little bit of ash. That's how Sean Connery says
ass. I hope it's not ruining your coat, ma'am.
This is nice. Just like...
Deborah, your dog, you wear a Yeti. That's the Chicago way. Do you guys want to... do a segment on the show that we call Marijuana Know Something?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys a crazy question. And we're all...
A segment would be great, right?
We're all going to try.
No.
What is it?
Is there another hair on there?
No. How's this happening?
It was a teeny one.
She wears that coat places and then teases people for having hair on their face.
Stop moving.
Sorry, your jacket
is shedding.
What's on me?
Sorry, sound guy. I just snorted in your ear. You're welcome.
He's on the internet.
That's how I foreplay.
All right. So I also do not know the answer to this question yet. Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking poke an eye out with that thing.
I'm going to pee myself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that
I'm sorry.
Out of control.
So violent.
All right. This is a...
Here's your sound guy right now.
Yeah. You're getting more calls. You're getting a lot of calls.
I know. It's probably, some other family member needing money.
So I don't know the answer to this question. And also this segment, I'm supposed to have asked the question by now.
Okay. Ask it.
I'm getting distracted. Here.
Put that down. Just throw it.
I almost did, but can you imagine?
Wait, I just thought of something.
What happened? Oh, no.
There it is. Don't do that. Oh, no.
I would love to see these two have a baby.
Okay. Here you go.
I'd like to see a combination of these two pipes. All right, let's try it. We'll start again, because then that way we'll... Because this is a segment of the show that we lift out of the show, and they put it in another spot on the internet.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So I got to get to the question faster. Hey, you guys. We're really high. Meryl, want to know something?
Yeah, I know I do. Oh. There it is.
I'm going to ask a question. I don't know the answer. Let's figure it out. What is the scientific name for the Western Lowland Gorilla? And who's talking super loudly
about
this?
The Western Lowland? Is it lowland? Do people say lowland? Why don't we just say lowland?
Lowland.
What are we trying to do with our lives?
It's like New Orleans.
Lowland.
Lowland, what is this? Western.
Is there an eastern?
What's the question?
The question is, what is the scientific name for Western lowland gorilla?
It's an orangutan.
I feel like it's lowland. Ape or something. Or
Western, though.
Monkey.
An orangutan.
Chimp.
Sloth.
I mean, it is a gorilla, so why wouldn't they just call it a gorilla?
Western. Is it one of the new
Kardashians?
Is a gorilla
by any other name still as sweet?
I'm on Snort Central today.
I'm excited to know
this.
Is
there an answer? We just going to keep this open-ended?
No, I'll tell you the answer.
I thought you didn't know
We got to decide. We got to give up, I guess. Do we give up, or is sloth really your answer?
No.
Wait, are you going to tell us if we say one of the right answers?
I'm going to just say what the answer is.
I don't know it yet.
We may have already guessed it.
It's on the next card.
Don't look yet. Wait. Are we going to do this as a group? I feel like we need to do this as a group.
Do we all have to agree?
Are we doing Family Feud style?
Yeah. What was Tony's answer?
An orangutan?
An orangutan.
Why would that even be a question? It seems like such a weird question.
For the Western lowland gorilla. This sounds like very tricky. I feel like they're trying to trick us with these fancy words.
Oh, it is a tricky... That's the point of it, is that it's a tricky question.
Western sort of just means United States. Lowland, it ducks low. It's just like crawling a little bit.
So you're thinking maybe like a spider monkey?
Is this a joke about me and my jacket?
No.
I think so. Where'd you...
All right, I'm going to just say the answer before we get to talk about something else.
Where did you what?
It's a Marshall's... wait, what?
What is it? A Marshall's
Here's
jacket.
Here comes the answer.
Okay. I'm going to say silverback.
That's a good...
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
Shut up! Huh?
That shit's bananas.
Three times?
What does that even mean? Is it really called Gorilla Three Times, or
no?
Is this card mocking me by just saying it's a fucking gorilla?
This is what happens. You try
gorilla,
to do
gorilla, gorilla.
Is it really just a gorilla?
Well,
see, we got
or it's
tricked.
Gorilla Three Times.
The answer's in the question.
I know. That's why it was a trick question.
I feel like we failed. Jane Goodall's pissed right now.
How would you feel if you got a chance to redeem yourself immediately?
I would feel great. Is there a sandwich involved?
No.
Shit.
Hey, you guys. Mara, want to know something?
Yes. Shit, forget the music every time.
Guerrilla warfare.
How much money has Bill Gates donated to charity?
$1 billion. I don't know anything about money. Look at my jacket.
How much
does that feel like a lot? $1 billion's a lot. Right?
I feel like that's 25% of his worth, and that sounds about right.
He's a big charity guy, right?
Big charity guy.
We know the answer is not like zero.
I'm going $1 billion, strong and firm.
I think it's got to be more than that.
Really?
Maybe. I think I'm going to go $5 billion.
Oh wow! Really?
I don't know.
Okay. Why don't you know?
Is that too much?
That's a lot.
I think he makes like, what does he make?
$76,000 a second.
Yeah, something crazy. He makes like, I think these guys make a few billion a year.
Yeah. And you walk into a room in his house and the room knows who you are by like your taint smell and it adjusts the weather. Are you okay? I love that we're like, what is Bill Gates donating? You're over here choking on a blue bong dick. What do you think?
$10 billion.
Damn, I guess maybe I'm wrong.
You don't ever go through your cards before the show, like one of those other like talk show hosts, like, all right, we're ready to go. Let's do it.
I like to be surprised by all of it.
You know, like, gorilla, 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 what's that all about?
No, but anyway. When I see marijuana, I know something, I know skip a card. I know to skip those cards.
Yeah,
I'm a professional.
Yeah, you really are.
But I also often don't read any of the other cards.
You don't?
It's just pot topics and...
You got great jingles.
Plugs.
Somebody has like a finger on a button, waiting for you to say certain things.
Uh-huh.
It's that guy in the suitcase.
And we've had some fun with people. People that aren't me come in and start throwing around PT. And
there's a guy.
It doesn't
in a
play for them.
There's a guy in a suitcase.
Are you going to get the answer to us, Doug?
Sure.
You're going to go with 10?
Yeah. Why not?
5.
It's a trick question, we're all wrong.
I'm changing
really?
Mine.
I think
2.5.
Okay.
Billion.
Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
You know what I mean? Like, why should you be able to figure out that it's 2.5? You know what I mean? Like,
how much?
It's got to be something more.
Money. Maybe it's not money. Maybe it's just like
how much
chicken salad sandwiches.
Let's find out.
Go.
Let's do it.
I'm scared.
You're going 2.5, he's going 5, I'm going 10.
Yeah.
All in the billions.
All in the billions.
The Bill Gates Foundation has given away $26 billion.
Wow.
$26
billion. That doesn't even make sense. Yeah. Are you for real?
Where are they giving it to?
I have chills in the back of my neck.
Leaving his current net worth at $89 billion.
I mean, that's fucking... fucking
listen,
unfathomable.
If I have $4 billion, I'm giving $1 billion to each of you, I promise, right now.
Well, we got that shit on record. So we need to, like, make this
I gotta
happen.
Get all the way up there in the billions.
That's insanity. How much is Jay-Z and Beyonce donated? I want to know that.
No way.
Oh, that's interesting. Let me see what the next card says.
They just bought an $88 million home. I want to know what they're donating. You got manicured lawns, bitch. You better donate some shit. You got some those big fancy bushes that go like this. If your bushes look like ovaries, you better donate some money. That's all I'm saying.
Look for this and many other great segments on Now This Weed. That's what it's called, Now This Weed.
What's the jingle for that, though?
I know, where was
I
the
don't
song?
Think they
this
have
weed.
A jingle. I don't think
now
they have
this
one.
Weed.
We might have like to that. Give them one.
Yeah, you need a jingle for that one.
We also need to go to a break.
Okay.
We got one more segment to go. Things are going to get...
tricky.
You dab, right?
Oh, fuck no.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day. Joining Tony Hinchcliffe, Justin Mapaluso, and me, Doug Benson, here at the round table, oblong table, is the dab master, Taylor Rizzo.
That's me.
There'd be applause for you if you were out in the audience, because you'd be the one out there applauding. That's your
applause.
New, you know, I don't like to give you too many responsibilities because being a dab master is very important, but maybe that you can start the applause when I introduce the guests at the top of the show.
I could be the applause guy.
Sometimes it's just silence. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre, right? You feel like a failure right off
it's
the
like
gate.
At least the people there in the room should feign some excitement about it.
I'll start it. At least you know I care. From now on out, you know.
Maybe Daniel usually starts it. He's in a meeting.
Yeah.
Fucking
I can take those responsibilities.
Yeah, we got acquired. This company got acquired.
That sounds real legal.
Yeah, it's, you know, money.
How long's he been the dab master for?
Couple months.
Yeah. He was shaved.
Eight episodes, nine episodes.
He does have an interest. He has the look of a guy that, like, sold a tech company and retired young.
Yeah, he does.
A life that I wouldn't mind living.
Yeah, well, hey, you're the dab master. I don't know.
And he still, you know, follows some of his faith. He doesn't wear all this stuff, but he keeps the beard.
Yeah, what's your faith?
According to the people on Fairfax, I'm a Jewish.
A Jewish?
I literally can't walk around. I can't walk around that area without
like
just
Orthodox.
Getting approached. Yeah.
Is that what they think?
Yeah.
And they just want to talk amongst themselves?
Well, they ask me to do, like, religious they'll do ceremonies with you right there on the sidewalk.
On Fairfax?
Yeah. Other
Jewish people?
Mm-hmm. They come up, sir, are you Jewish? And I go, no. And they're like, okay, thanks. And they just walk away. And I'm like, wait, why were you asking that? They're like, well, we do a religious
you should learn
ceremony
one
on
of them
sidewalk.
And,
yeah, you
and
need
then
to
do it with
I guess.
Them.
Charge a few bucks.
That'd be fucking awesome.
I mean, I guess if I just would have said yes, they would have done everything for me. And I
don't
just,
know. You probably have to do, there's a lot of language in there.
Is there inside baseball that I
that
need
you'd
to know
have
about?
To know. Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
haven't you seen kids studying for their bar mitzvah? It's fucking
yeah,
stressful.
It's like trying to pass the bar.
I live right next
to you're 13.
I thought you were
going to
do it.
No, I wasn't there.
I thought for sure it would be a sentence finisher.
No.
Wow.
I was just stating a fact.
I was just being a nerd.
So we got dabs here if you want them. I know you guys aren't into it.
I'm so high. No, I'm not dabbing.
Fuck
he's
that,
not gonna
right?
Do it.
I used to perform at a place way back, and there was only like a few pot stores on Santa Monica, and I performed at a place that would pay you in dabs. So it was just, you would run your set in front of like 10 completely completely just daydreaming human being sitting there, not even like smiling, just like watching a comedy show like that. And you're like doing jokes and stuff, and then you would go up to the bar and like this, there would be a dap master, a lot like this guy, and then you would sit there and watch the people that went on after you, and it was a show for a while.
But hey, but that place ended up,
it reminds me of like Jägermeister or something like that, because it reminds me of this time and like the. In which I was, yeah,
I'm doing something to excess just because it's free. Like, exactly. It's, yeah. I get really hammered at parties where the, you know, the booze is free.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Still?
Yeah, yeah,
that's hilarious. You're just sopping up all the vodka.
Yeah, I mean, I drink a lot in regular bars as well, comedy clubs. This is like the 45 minutes of the day when I don't drink. I set an alarm every hour to get up and do a shot.
It's all about balance.
So I sleep for like 14 hours a day.
Like a cat.
Just not straight through.
Like a tabby cat.
Let's do your plugs, you guys, because the end of the show, it ends very abruptly now because of network limitations.
Really?
What?
I want to go longer.
I didn't know better. I can't think of a good way to explain that to people. It's a good thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. We hear limitations as a comedian. You're like, what the?
We have a time slot on, I can never remember the name of the thing. Pluto. On Pluto TV, we have time slot every afternoon at this time, and people watch it, I guess, and it's just episodes of the show.
Pluto TV, like on Pluto?
Yes, it's only astronauts that are living on Pluto.
It's very cold.
Only Matt Damon watches the show.
Matt Damon! And Harvey
Weinstein.
He's
the Martian, you know. He's the Martian.
On Pluto. Imagine
that's what I would have said if I were Matt Damon. What do you think of Harvey Weinstein thing? I don't know. I was on the moon for a long time.
I was busy. I was on the cosmos.
I was on Mars for a long time.
I was in the Milky Way.
You may have seen it in that documentary.
Yeah.
I was kind of busy.
Yeah, one best comedic documentary.
And my alibi is that I'm never on Jimmy Kimmel Live when he says I'm going to be. They always run out of time. Jessamay, guest plugs. You're going to be the Syracuse Funny Bone. Good luck to everybody getting through that giant mall.
Oh, God.
To come see you.
And it's like an obstacle course.
It's a spectacularly large mall. And it's got obstacle courses inside it.
It does.
Like,
it has.
There's like a place you go where you just run around on nets and stuff.
And the ceiling for children.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of babysitters are you monsters getting for your kids?
That place has got everything.
It's got everything.
Does it have a crazy shedding jacket?
It does. When I'm in town, I walk around and shake it all off.
Yeah, it really is. It's unbelievable. It's almost like they're little, like their own flying creatures.
She gets so much hair on some dude's faces, a person will walk up to him and say, are you Jewish?
Are you a Jewish?
Yeah, I am.
I live right by Fairfax, by the way, and anytime a Jewish person comes up to me and asks me, if I'm Jewish, I just always look down and go, oh my God, is that a dollar? And then run. It works.
I'll use that next time.
It's a good one.
I might say a 50, though, to really. Is that a 50?
Jessamay May's podcast is called Sharp Tongue. It's available on iTunes and at jessamay.com. Tony Hinchcliffe.
I keep forgetting that this is a show.
Yeah, right? That's why I got my blue cards. I just look down and go, this is what we're supposed to be doing? Let's try. Let's see if I can get this out.
There's so many, by the way, there are so many blue cards in that stack, and I feel like you've only gone through like three or four cards.
How many
oh, there's
we
a
did.
Lot in there.
Yeah,
what did we do?
There's always a ton of pot topics in case we need them.
Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
You guys have plenty of stuff to talk about without me throwing out topics. That first one, we didn't even understand what the fuck was going on, and we did one without you. That's a real
what was the one
table flipper.
I don't even remember that.
You can call yourself that now. Hashtag table flipper.
I want an opportunity to flip a table, man.
It's got to be the most glorious feeling. But also, you know, you got to be careful. Like the base doesn't come up and hit you in the face.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
You got to execute it.
Table flipping is an art form.
Folding tables are the best ones where there's four legs and you know you're standing right
sure
where you're
outside.
Not in any
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, you just flip that sucker right out of frame.
Thanksgiving's coming up. That's
maybe
like the best time of the year to flip a table.
That's a big table. It's like thick oak.
Yeah.
And there's also, you know, many other terrible things that can happen. Like, for example, a table like this, you flip it, all this heavy glass breaks the other glass. Glass is flying.
Yeah, then you lose all the good bud. What a waste of good bud. You can't flip a table that has all this deliciousness on it.
So you guys don't want to do dabs?
Are you going to do a dab?
Yeah, I do on every show now.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Are you going over there?
I get good and high, so it seems like a good idea. I take a dab, and then I go, what's today? Thursday?
Yep.
I'll
sleep till Monday. I like it. I mean, I enjoy it. It's a very mellow car ride home, usually in, terrible L.A. traffic, so...
Sit there and just...
Yeah, let's do it. Give me that dab, sir.
Oh, shoot.
Good sir.
Whoa, yabba-dabba-do.
Give him the Jewish dab.
Dab king.
Fred Flintstone.
Here, you read... While I do this dab, read Tony Hinchcliffe's plugs.
Tony Hinchcliffe, currently on tour and heading to Australia this month.
This is true.
Dates and tickets available now at TonyHinchcliffe.com. Comedy album One Shot, which I highly recommend to watch, available on Audible channels and wherever albums are streamed and sold.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's
also on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
It streams on Netflix.
It's a great special.
But I guess they're trying to push the album release.
Yeah, it sounds fancy.
Audible channels. You can listen to it where things are listened to.
If you can hear it, you can hear it. Weekly live podcast Kill Tony from the Comedy Store on Monday nights. Streams globally.
Oh, see, that's funny. There it is.
Humble brag.
That streams globally. Yeah. It also streams, that's the world.
How long are you going to be in Australia for?
I think 8 or 9 days.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, this is my third time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You met there? Is that where you met?
Summertime.
You met
there.
Here. Wow. How long have you known each other?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get it constantly, so you might as well get used to having
it's
an
fresh.
Answer ready.
I can tell by the laughter that it's real fresh. Against societal standards, it's too fresh.
I mean, I see Tony, fairly frequently, so me asking him, I met her for the first time the night before we went on the cruise.
It's an indication that it's like a banana you bite into. You're like, I need a couple more days on this banana. Got to wrap it back up.
A little green.
How long have you guys known each other?
A couple months.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Follow your heart. She seems very sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, it's for life.
What's your number? What do you say? A couple months? Or do you say a different way?
Yeah, do you have like the girl
date? Do you say
date?
60 days?
I married an Australian, or as I call it, it's a crocodile done deal.
Oh.
I hope we got that. Were the cameras on?
Oh, God.
What was the other one? What was the other one that I said with the done deal thing? There was another good one.
Done deal?
There was another
crocodile done deal. That's so stupid.
Oh, it's the dumbest thing ever.
I love that character, though. What a great character.
Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, yeah. That's not a knife. Remember that?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the part we remember.
The one part
of that movie. Were you gels?
Is that the sequel?
The rest
one?
Of it, he was pretty cool, but that was the coolest line.
It was.
Is that the sequel?
No.
It was the original. They almost
the
got
sequel, they said something, they had a scene where things play out sort of the same way, somewhere. But he says something different.
He was like, how what's many? The Western Lowland Gorilla's real name?
Gorilla.
And he's like, gorilla.
How many Crocodile Dundee movies were there, Doug?
Two, I think.
That's
maybe
it?
There were some that didn't play here. Maybe it was still popular down under.
You think maybe they'll make more one day? After Wild Crocodile?
I don't know.
Stupid.
Was that all for that? Okay.
Yes, it was.
Oh my God.
Whole conversation was set up
Joker.
Just to get to
Joker,
that one.
Your intricate webs.
I just got the memory of you going by in the pool on that unicorn floaty.
Oh yeah.
On Instagram.
Hello, I'm Tony Hinchcliffe.
We're doing another show November 13th, which I think is a Monday. Is that this Monday? Yeah, I think it's this Monday. Don't know what time yet. I think nighttime. So,
Shit.
Look out for that.
What do you mean? What show are you doing?
This show.
Oh.
The next episode of this show. Sometimes we can't say what time it's going to be because we haven't secured the guests yet. And it's always a mad scramble because people cancel constantly.
I cancel after it. I'm like,
yeah, that's
shit,
the way
I can't
to go.
Show up.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. We really appreciate the people who cancel after.
Yeah, because you've been putting your mouth around this creepy son of a bitch for an hour. You're gonna show up at a meeting?
People reach out to us and say, take it down. We've done that for people.
Take what down?
The episode they're in.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So if you feel bad about anything that happened today, just give us a call.
Okay, can you take it
like
down
like when
now?
You guys have a kid, like don't. That's when the call will come. We don't want our children to know. We don't want them seeing their dad smoking weed.
Who's?
Are you guys going to have kids? It's too soon to talk about?
They probably already have one on the way. Is that why y'all got married?
We have triplets
shit.
On the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Damn, son.
Triplets, perhaps quadruplets.
Oh, that's hot.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
They're not sure.
There's something else in there, but they don't know.
They can't quite tell what the fourth thing is.
Oh, no.
We don't know.
One of them's packing or there's another one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Maybe one's got some junk in the trunk. You know what I mean? Either that or it's another human being. Perhaps a midget.
Can you imagine? Perhaps that baby's got a big butt.
The little Lannister.
In the sonogram, you see like a big old booty.
What would you prefer, a fourth child baby's or the third child to just have a weird deformity?
Weird
a
deformity.
A giant ass that's the size over a, just a regular
media
kid?
Instagram famous person right there. Right. That's a popular Instagram page.
That's like what happened with Chloe, right?
Yeah.
She was that one.
Yep. O.J. Simpson's daughter.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Kardashian facts. It's a new segment.
Oh, no,
Kardashian facts.
Kardashian.
It's time for another.
We got about 27 seconds. If there's anything else,
what
like,
do we do?
More like getting dug with. Bye. Am I right?
Oh, God, we'll do
a post session question with you guys after that. We'll also post, and we'll see you guys on Monday nightish. Bye.